Okay, so with the motion and the second, all those in favor of denying the application presented, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That was 8-0.
8-0, okay.
So now with that, there's an appeals process that if you want to get with Scott's office.
So basically, we're looking at just the road at this point.
The access and concerns that go with that, yes. But Scott, you can work with Scott's department on the appeals portion if you'd like to do that. Okay, the final one of the night. We've got conditional use permit, proposed nightly rental use, two cabins located at 6500 State Highway 248. Is that y'all? You guys might be in a little better shape on for or against. You guys want to come on up? Scott will bring us up to speed on the application.
Okay, this is conditional use permit number 21-031. Hunter and Emily Carr seeking planning commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use for two future cabins to be located at 6500 State Highway 248, Branson. Property is currently zoned A1 agricultural. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, the property is approximately 48 acres in size and currently has a single-family home built in 2018 on the property. The property is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. Access to the parcel is from State Highway 248. So here's our standard staff recommendations for nightly rental. The cabins are based on a one bedroom, so the occupants would be four persons each. So for four occupants, we need a total of two parking spaces. And I had laid on your desk a little drawing of the location of the cabins in relation to the existing home. So this is the developed high road, and then just north of it's 248. All this is Table Rock asphalt. Here's our subject parcel. This is where Watson Drive takes off. Just north of where the high road and 248 meet. This is Watson and Victor Church. Know where we are? Mm-hmm. George?
We're crossing the Chemical Ranch.
Chemical Ranch is right here, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Chemical Ranch is right there.
You're crossing Kaiser.
Yep. You know, Kaiser's is right here.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Why you gotta be like that?
Well, I used to live right here, where my arrow is.
Well, come back.
So here's our current zoning. Of course, this is the brewery.
Yeah.
I can't think of what it is. Yep. And here's our subject parcel, and we have a bunch of R2s that are down Watson and Victor Church.
Do you have a home here now?
Yes, it's a shop with an apartment inside the shop.
So do you live there?
Yes.
So you would be right here?
Yeah, we'd be just above it. There's quite a big...
You'd be here to take care of it.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I didn't. Miss Carr came out as I was posting it, but they do have a gate. And I assume you're going to keep it there. They have an actual electronic working gate. I was going to take a picture of it to show you, but we got to visit it.
Right,
correct. It sets down over the hill a little bit, and I can go to pictometry and maybe see it. But. And that's all I had for you.
So the whiskey is zoned commercial, right?
C2.
C2?
Mm-hmm.
That's adjacent to it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's another conditional use permit adjacent to us, Rockabilly Ridge. It's 50 acres just beyond us. That one there.
Rockabilly Ridge. You heard it.
July.
Yeah. Thank you.
What was that one, Scott?
For two tiny homes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. The two tiny homes on mm-hmm. that big parcel.
So we don't have anybody for or against this application. So any questions for the applicant? That seems pretty straightforward. Good location.
You're going to build them in close proximity to the shop out there in the middle of the property.
Yeah, it'll be just a little bit... it's pretty close proximity, but it's just a drop off, so.
You're not building them right by the road.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Let me know when you're ready for a motion.
I'm ready if you're ready.
Motion to approve.
Got a motion to approve and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Who made the second? Was it
Evan?
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, raise your hand. Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 8-0.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for your patience, but yep. That worked out for you.
Thank you, guys.
Every once in a while.
What is it? Do they know what to do, Scott? Do we need to tell them anything? Or
we've been in pretty much contact. They've been in contact with Mr. Ferguson. Okay. They've been in contact with John Suti. They're kind of moving forward a little faster than I thought they would. I mean, they've got the soils evaluation. They're working on that. I don't know that they don't already have the septic permit. So that's
all right.
Not required, but if...
Any old or new business, Scott?
I do not have.
Someone want to entertain a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion and second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Okay, let me get the stuff turned off here.
It's past my bedtime.